There are so many things in life that occupy our time: work, family, social obligations, recreation, and religion. Which of those does not have an immediate accountability? Work, you've committed to an employer in order to earn the finances required to provide for the needs and the wants of your life. You make sure you are on time and fulfill the duties required so you can receive a paycheck at the appointed time. What would become of your job and your livelihood if you were consistently late or just decided to skip a day here and there at your whim? In consideration of honest labor, the Lord sanctions and requires that due attention be given. In Ephesians 6, 5-7, the scriptures tell us that servants, be obedient unto them that according to the flesh are your masters, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not in the way of eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service, as unto the Lord, and not unto men. Family. There is so much to do. Time with the kids, the spouse, laundry, meals, automobile upkeep, yard work, ball games, or numerous after-school activities. In consideration of the family, the Lord sanctions and expects mankind to attend to the obligations set before us. Husband, wife, children. Colossians 3, 18-24, wives, be in subjection to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children, that they be not discouraged. Servants, obey in all things them that are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatsoever ye do, work heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord ye shall receive the recompense of the inheritance. Ye serve the Lord Christ. Social obligations. Social obligations may be more or less demanding, depending on your social needs, friends, relatives, neighbors. Man, as a rule, is a social creature. Matthew 5:43-45, the Lord said, "Ye have heard that it was said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for them that persecute you, that ye may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." To these, Jesus himself advanced in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and men. Luke 2:52. Recreation. There is the much needed recreation. Your favorite TV programs, fishing, ball games, window shopping, or any other matters of life that pique your interest. Friday night with the spouse and or children. Night out with the boys or girls. The need to unwind on the weekends. Work, family, social obligations, and recreation can consume minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years in such a rapid fashion that we wonder where the time went. All of these obligations demand time and attention and elicit immediate consequences to the neglect thereof. Where do you pick up the slack? Most, as a rule, religiously. Because God does not immediately require accountability, mankind justifies putting off spiritual obligations until another day. Does that describe you? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord saying, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Matthew 22:21.